4:49, 7:30 WTNT. The Truth, it's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor and co-author of the newly released book, Bowing to Beijing, How Barack Obama is Hastening America's Decline and Ushering a Century of Chinese Domination. Hello, Brett.
Hey, Andy. Just another manic Monday.
Just another manic Monday. But yeah, I guarantee you, you've been busy today.
Oh, my gosh. I've been... I don't have any voice yet. I've been talking left. I've been talking all day about this book. The president really helped me out.
Yes, of course he did.
You know, we had the Penn State abuse scandals and Herman Cain last week. I'm like, this is the worst time to drop a book.
Yeah.
Then Obama goes to Asia, starts saying stupid stuff. I have the president flacking my book. It's like the best thing.
Yeah, you know, now the book is out today, and we talked briefly about it the other day, but for those who didn't hear, give me a brief summary of what the book's about, if you can do that, because there's a lot in this.
Yeah, you know, we tried to write it like an editorial, so it's just crammed full of detail, and we tried to write it really tight. But basically, it's, you know, the narrative is anywhere you go in the world, people are talking about two things. They're talking about China's rise, but on the flip side is America's demise. And that the two are tied. And a lot of people are talking about if Beijing is going to gobble us up, just like if the Japanese were in the 80s. What it all boils down to is, you know, America, we're the greatest country in the world. Our destiny is in our own hands. But we've been doing a lot of stupid stuff recently. You know, we're spending money we don't have, and we're borrowing it from the Chinese. And that gives them sway in our politics. And, you know, that's a dangerous place for us to be. We can't be dependent on a communist nation financially. So we need to put the green eye shade back on. You know, tighten the belt a little bit and get our act together. And if we do that, then no one's a threat. But right now, China's a real threat.
Yeah. Today in the Times commentary sections, an excerpt from the book called Beijing's Electronic Pearl Harbor. This was first recognized many, many years ago, right? That the threat really existed.
Yeah, it's really a scary thing. You know, our national security establishment has known for basically a decade that China has millions of hackers. And, you know, I mean, they have 1.3 billion people, so they have millions of everything,
but they have
millions of these little whiz kid, techno geeks just, you know, sitting in basements hacking everything. And every single supposedly secure network we have has been hacked. The Defense Department's been hacked. The Treasury's been hacked. You know, I went to school at the Naval War College, and when I was there, the Pentagon established a cyber warfare program at the Naval War College. And when I was there, the entire war college's website and email, the whole system was taken down. And that's where our experts are supposed to be fighting cyber war.
How frightening is that?
So, you know, we're losing on that front.
Okay. Now this is the story where they brought the whole system down, which forced those involved in this process to go with open accounts like Google, Gmail, and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is our crack graduate school for our top military officers. So all they have is grad programs, and they couldn't use DOD or Pentagon email addresses. They had to use Yahoo and Google for official business. So what kind of vulnerability does that expose everyone to?
Right. So they got a big net out there ready to catch all that.
I mean, the
stuff,
Chinese sure had taken down the government site, so they had to do something to communicate. But that it's a double whammy.
Yeah. You talk about Richard Clark, not one of my favorite people, former Bush White House security official, saying the government's protected the government but not the people. He's not exactly your big Obama fan.
You know, he's kind of hot and cold. He's one of those guys. He's a real liberal guy. But he's one of the few liberals left. It thinks national security should be a priority.
Yeah.
So sometimes he falls into our camp just because he's honest.
Yeah.
But then, you know, then he'll kind of fall back in line because he's a real left winger. But you know, he's always said like we're vulnerable and our network, either if it's business or government or financial, is not safe. And he doesn't think we're doing enough about it. And, you know, I mean, if he's sounding the alarm, I think we should listen to it.
Yeah. Pretty embarrassing. Some big companies were hit as well, right?
I mean, you go down the list, and we just put a few in there, but almost all the big companies.
DuPont, Johnson & Johnson.
And a lot of the banks. You know, Bank of America. Yeah. Bank of America has, just a huge department just trying to stop incursions every day.
Yeah. This was a program called Night Dragon. What was that all about? This was something that the Chinese brought on these big businesses?
Yeah, I mean, they have a national policy that, you know, basically, even if you're not on the battlefield, everything's war. So they just have people, just like you have troops in uniform, they have, you know, people who are in, whether it's in universities or in businesses, are doing the work of Beijing. So, you know, they'll have foreign nationals that get hired here, whether it be at like Los Alamos or mm-hmm. at Microsoft or at Ford Motor Company. They're kind of placed like spies would be in an embassy or something. And what they have to do is report back. And, you know, I think we have a problem. One problem we have in this country is no one does math anymore, and it's my fault as much as anyone. You know, my dad went to engineering school, and I was, you know, a college poet or whatever. So we don't do math anymore, but you know who does do math? The Indians and the Chinese.
Yes, that's right.
And if you look at our grad programs, they're not reading Byron. You know, the Chinese who come here, they're doing the hard sciences stuff.
That's right.
But what they do is they then get jobs at all of our, at you know, Raytheon, our defense contractors, our tech firms.
Yeah.
But a lot of those people still have family back in China. So even if they didn't want to be spies, that's a heck of a lot of leverage that communist government has over these young people that are working here, saying, hey, if you don't steal these secrets, well, you know, your brothers and sisters and your parents and grandparents are still back in the Middle Kingdom, you might want to think about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's a lot of pressure.
How tough can we become with China? Because they hold so much of our debt. I mean, what's the worst going to happen? They say, okay, pay us up now, we want out of our deals?
Or they could just start selling it on the cheap and no one wants to buy it. And the biggest problem is, you know, we have $15 trillion in debt. And this debt and T's, you know, people forget, you know, a trillion is $1,000 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a heck of a lot. You know, in our editorials sometimes we put it in billions instead. So we'll have, you know, 15,000 billion.
Yeah.
The numbers are so big, I don't even know what they mean anymore, you know. But
It's true.
It's not only that, you know, China owns 1.3 trillion of that. It's that they keep buying more.
Yeah.
So Hillary Clinton, when she first became Secretary of State, her first junket, her first official trip was to China.
Yeah.
And it was try to get them to buy more debt to finance Obama's stimulus package. So the whole thing is, you know, we're broke, and people forget we're broke and what that means. But we don't have – our government is too big. We can't afford our programs. We have no money, so we have to borrow it. And the people giving us the loans are the Chinese. And that's a real bad
stuff.
Spot for us.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be talking throughout the week about the book. And every day in the paper we're going to be seeing more and more of this book, and I wish you much success with it. I know you've been a busy guy, and you're going to be that way throughout the week. But, you know, at the end of the week, you'll be a millionaire.
That's right. At least in Chinese yuan, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe not in dollars, but, you know, the dollar's not what it used to be anyway.
You're right.
Hey, people can buy it at bowingbook.com or Amazon or anywhere else.
Okay.
You know, it's a great stocking stuffer.
Yes, right. That's right. Yeah. In fact, buy several copies, just in case you misplace one.
And, you know, I'm glad to talk about China, not the lions this week.
There you go. Brett Decker, Washington Times editorial page editor, the name of the book, Bowing to Beijing, How Barack Obama is Hastening America's Decline and Ushering a Century of Chinese Domination. We'll talk tomorrow. Thanks, Brett.
Great to be on. Thanks.